Just to start us off, we can just do some general background, kind of talk about the goals for the exhibit, you know, what you guys are digging into, kind of all the information about what the exhibit is, essentially.
Oh, you bet. Well, first of all, you know, it's called Mug Up, which, as everybody in Bristol Bay knows, is coffee break, but perhaps few people outside of Bristol Bay, even in Alaska, may not understand what that term means. And of course, it was a break from the slime line and the canning line, but you know, it was a place where you got donuts and coffee and a chance to refuel. But at the same time, it was also an opportunity for people to come together. And when Canada crews come together, we're talking about the possibility of, you know, 15, 20 different languages heard on the dock at Mug Up. And so our project aims to tell the story of Alaska's diverse and economically vital cannery workers, essential workers, if you will, but who are perhaps forgotten in the historic narrative. And so we're really aiming to recognize the role that cannery workers all across Alaska played and the importance they were to not just the Alaska economy, but our culture and, you know, who we are as Alaskans.
What kind of materials will be involved with the exhibit? Like, if I were a guest, what are some of the things I would see and what are some of the things I would learn about?
So if you are a visitor, whether you are from Kansas, Texas, or California, you know, you're going to learn about this space and hopefully find some connection to the narrative. So you'll actually go through a representation of a cannery. So you'll start at the working waterfront where people are having a mug up, and you might hear, you know, languages like Chinese or Spanish or Dagala or, you know, the Scandinavian languages, Croatian, the languages that, you know, fill Bristol Bay, not to mention the indigenous languages of, you know, Supiak or Yupik. So the idea is to immerse people in this experience. And then they might travel into the fish house and learn about the people who historically worked in those places, the cannery, the shops where the machinists and the carpenters work. Then you'll visit the social spaces, the bunk houses, the mess halls. You'll learn that indeed canneries were sites once of segregation. There were white mess halls, for example, and mess halls for the Filipino and the Native workers. And they were also sites of integration. And we'll learn about how those barriers were torn down ultimately. They'll go to the hospital, for example, and learn the canneries were more than about putting fish into a can. The hospital, of course, was the site of the 1919 flu pandemic. And so visitors will learn about that experience and probably take a much more meaning from that, you know, considering what's happening right now. And then they'll make their way to the Winter Watchman and learn about the important and vital role that the local residents played in caring for the canneries. The fact that this cannery in South Naknek is 130 years old and still standing is a testament to that care. And then ultimately they'll end up at the office in the White House and learn about the Alaska Packers and the role of the corporate end of the cannery. And then so they'll get, again, this full experience.
And that's Katie Ringsmith. Join us tomorrow on The Fish Report, where she discusses the 1919 Spanish flu and how canneries were used. All that tomorrow.